in the studio with me, I happen to have some of the cast from Something Rotten. Hello. Hey, it's so nice to have people in the studio again.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, step right up to that microphone there. We're gonna talk a little bit about the production that's going on at the Bishop Center. Your last weekend coming up already. Yeah?
Yeah, it's our last weekend at the Bishop Center. We had a very successful opening weekend. And this Friday and Saturday, that's tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., come join us at the Bishop Center for our final weekend of performances. And our last show will be on Sunday the 13th at 2 o'clock.
All right, and that nice voice that you're hearing is Andrew Gaines. Now, are you the director?
I'm the director of the production.
All right.
And I'm joined by a huge production team of other directors.
Wow.
Vocal director Ian Dorsch, music director Bill Dyer. We have the brilliant set construction of Art Ostrich, the set design of
Very
Michael
cool.
Kohlminer. It's a huge team.
I really enjoyed when I came and did some photos for Coastal Currents. And when I was there, you showed me the model of what was going to be the set. You had it all down sitting on the desk there. And then you said, this is what it's going to be like. And I love how you guys do that. And then sure enough, the next time I see things, there it is. All produced
from
big.
Half inch scale to full scale.
Full scale. That's a lot of work and time that goes into that.
I brought some special guests with me.
Oh, good. Who do you have with you?
Yeah, one of the stars of the production, Jake Conrad. Say hello.
Hi, Jake.
Hello, that's me.
What do you play, Jake?
I'm Nigel Bottom in the show.
Nigel Bottom.
Nigel Bottom.
There's a story behind that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. And then who else do we have here?
Another principal player, Jelaine Fleury, is playing Nostradamus.
Well, really?
Hello. Hi. Yes.
That's
really
pretty dang cool.
Really, really.
That's awesome. What do you like best about playing that part?
Well, the role's written quite, it's really funny. It's
okay.
Funny. Yeah. And I get a tap. I have a little tap solo.
Ooh,
so that's
nice.
And I get to try to say lines during it, which
that's
was
difficult.
A challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Without warbling, when you do it right.
That's
hard
There's
to
some
do.
Warbling, yeah.
Yeah. And then who else do you have
we
with
have
you?
Another featured ensemble member, David Quigg, who's playing Lord Clapham.
Yeah. Lord Clapham.
Right, the untalented but local guy. And so it's an honor to be here and hide in the back, surrounded by amazing performers, as
you can't
usual.
Hide that well.
No, it's, yeah, you no. can still see half of me in the back. So
that's right.
There's no problem there.
Yeah. Yeah. When I came to do the pictures, I noticed that I was like, how do I get him in the picture? Because
yeah.
you're so tall.
Plenty of pictures with my head cut off, but maybe for the better sometimes. So it worked out.
Watching some of the rehearsals and the things that you're doing to warm up and doing some stuff with the cast, I noticed that they were all so very enthusiastic and really put their heart into it. And that is such a great testament to the talent we have here in the harbor.
Yeah.
So many great people. Tell me some of the standout things in the play, because I know that there's some favorites of the cast, I would imagine, some of the songs and stuff.
Well, first of all, let me just set it up for the audience, what you're about to experience.
Okay.
This is a mashup of 16th century Shakespearean Elizabethan England with modern day. So the story portrays Shakespeare as a rock star.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
And one of his contemporaries, Nick Bottom, is also a playwright, hates Shakespeare because Shakespeare gets all the attention, all the fame, all the glory. And what about him? There's other playwrights.
That's right.
So he takes matters into his own hand and he looks into the future with a soothsayer played by Jelaine Fleury, Nostradamus, trying to find out what is Shakespeare's greatest hit going to be. And the soothsayer gets it wrong by one syllable. Instead of Hamlet, she says it's going to be Omelette. And he sets out to create the world's first musical,
oh
Omelette the Musical.
That is hilarious. Let's hear a little bit of one of the songs from the play.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Stratford-upon-Avon, the king of couplets, the sultan of sonnets, the man who put the I am in iambic pentameter, please put your hands together for the one, the only William Shakespeare!
Out there, a little sonnet that's been very good to me. Let's see if you know it. Shall I compare thee
to a summer's day?
Yeah, thou art more lovely and more temperate, and the rough wind shake the darling buds of May. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like an absolute blast, you guys. That is so cool.
All right. The music is fantastic. Some of it's hard rock, some of it's blues, some of it is, a lot of it is jazzy. Fantastic production.
All right, well, you guys stay here for a bit. I'm gonna go to a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the production, maybe some of the standouts for you guys as actors and an actress here on what you really love about the play. And then we'll tell people how they can get tickets. How's that sound?
Good. Excellent.
All right, thanks for being here, you guys. Still in the studio with me. We're having a delightful time behind the scenes talking with part of the cast of Something Rotten, the musical, awesome play going on at the Bishop Center, Grace Harbor College. Got the director, Andrew Gaines, right here. Hi, Andrew.
Thanks for having us.
Are you having a great day so far?
I am. Thank you.
You've been having fun. I know you've been spending a lot of hours with a bunch of the same people.
I lost count.
Yeah, I bet you did. But the performance, the reviews are in, and people are raving over it.
Logan saw it on Saturday. She loved it.
It was good.
It was awesome.
Okay, well, good. All right, so tell me a little bit about, we'll talk about how people can get tickets in a bit. But let's talk right now about, you brought some folks with you. Let's talk about some of their favorite things about the play, or maybe the circumstance that they're in or why they're in the play. Whatever you guys want to talk about, share a little bit and make sure you introduce yourself so we know who we're talking to.
Hi, I'm Jake Conrad. I play Nigel Bottom in Something Rotten. This is my first show here in the Harbor at all, actually. I just moved here, so I'm really appreciative for the opportunity and everything.
Okay, and so how did you audition for this part? It's one of the main parts.
I was actually here for only 3 days before I auditioned for the part.
How did you hear about it?
My mom actually sent it to me over Facebook Messenger. She was like, hey, you should come to the show. And I said, I don't know. I've only been here 3 days. I want to probably get in, find my niche or whatever.
Right, right.
She was like, oh, just go for it. It can't hurt. I didn't think I was going to get in. And then he calls me on my way to New Jersey and was like, hey, I want to offer you this role. I was like, I'm about to get on a plane in 10 minutes.
Wow.
I can't talk to you right now.
Wow.
But once I landed, I gave him a call. So
that's awesome. And here you are.
Yes, sir.
Belting out the awesome tunes.
Yes, sir.
And having a blast with the rest of the cast.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. All right. And who do we have here? Tell me a little bit about what you like about this production.
Hi, I'm Jillian Fleury. I am playing Nostradamus in Something Rotten at the Bishop Center. And my favorite thing about the show is the huge musical numbers. We have 3 numbers in the show that are about 20 pages of musical score long.
Wow.
Yeah. One of our choreographers, Tamara Helland, she did those numbers, and she said when she got the score and looked through and counted that they were all about 20 pages, she cried.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But in a good way. She was up to the challenge. And yeah, and then there's a ton of other dance numbers in the show that Andrew and Karen Noble choreographed. And those ones are they're a beast, and they're tapping. And there's so much tapping in the show, which is just delightful. I don't know about you, but I'm a musical theater tap junkie. So
it's amazing. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare, notorious for using women in men's parts.
Mm-hmm.
You do that. What is it like?
Well, I would say Tom Cooster does that, really. Tom wears a dress. So if you want to see your local math professor in a dress and corset and wig, definitely come to the show. Maybe your only chance. Maybe not. I don't know. He likes it. He likes it. So
he's not here to defend himself. So
no, he's not.
Say whatever you want.
Tom smells. Pass it on. That was something I started in Billy Elliot with him. But my role is different. Actually, yeah, it's traditionally played by a male on Broadway, and I've never seen it done by a woman before. And I was quite surprised to get offered the role when Andrew called me. Also very excited and delighted by the opportunity, and it's been a journey trying to, without having a model of how this character should be for me playing it, and just finding our own Nostradamus. And yeah, it's been a journey, and it's been really fun, and I really hope that a lot of people come and see it, because they only have 3 more chances and they don't want to miss it.
Well, if anybody was up for the challenge, you would be. Because you rock.
That's just how it is. Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm going to hand the mic over to David Quigg.
All right, David. David, tell me about the production. What are you getting out of this?
Well, the thing that I think is incredible is when I auditioned and I was by far one of the poorest auditions of the evening. But I smiled
Andrew's not agreeing,
more.
Man.
I smiled more than most,
okay.
So that helped.
Yeah.
But the part I have is really funny, and Andrew. Coming from New York, having this lots and lots of experience, it's been a real educational process, even at 46. But for 46, me...
46, remember that.
Yeah, 46 this year, 2022, I think, 46 or 47. But it's been a real educational process and a real opportunity because it really, at the end of the day, is a college. And so all of us, although most adults, have really taken something from it.
Oh, I bet.
For me, to be surrounded by the talent we have in Grace Harbor is unbelievable.
It is.
I mean, independent, each one of the performers in the show holds their own and goes above and beyond.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
The singing, the dancing, the acting, we are really spoiled in Grace Harbor. I think they're Broadway quality shows here in Aberdeen for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
And then put on top of that, that we've been stuck alone watching Zoom for 2 years.
Right.
So to come in person and to hear other people laughing next to you and clapping, it's just been really emotional. It's a big opening, and I think this is a phenomenal show to do that. You don't have to be a theater history buff. You don't have to be a love Shakespeare, but you do want to have, if you want to have a good time, laugh, and really enjoy yourself, this is the show for you.
That sounds great. Andrew, when we come back, I'm going to ask you, how do people get tickets? How can they come see the show? So get ready for that.
I'm ready.
All right. And thank you for bringing part of the cast in with you. I know the cast is, how big is the cast?
About 28 cast members.
That's amazing.
Our pit, I think, is 16 members. And
I know the guitar player in your band.
Don's
Yeah, Don's my buddy.
But it took, I would say, about 70 people to put this whole thing together.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back, we'll find out how we can get tickets and go see this awesome production. Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. Whiskey and Rain from Michael Ray. Coming up, I got your weather for you. But before these folks from the Something Rotten play that's going on, musical actually, at the college, before they leave, Andrew Gaines, the director, going to tell us how we can get tickets to go see this amazing production.
Friends, come join us for our closing weekend tomorrow, Friday, March 11th. Saturday, March 12th, and Sunday, March 13th. Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2 o'clock. You can order your tickets online.
Oh, good.
ghc.edu/bishop. Or you can call Margo Hood in the office, 360-538-4066.
Excellent. Well, that's easy enough.
And you can also walk up to the box office and buy tickets right there. Everyone should know that you need to show proof of vaccination or have a proof of a negative COVID test taken within the last 72 hours.
Cool. Great. Okay, I'll put that on our website, too. We're going to take a picture of you guys and everything, but thank you so much for taking the time to come in. I know it's busy schedule and everything, but you guys rock!
We're ready!
Yes, we do!
All right, go see them. It's going to be a great show. Something Rotten, still this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Bishop Center. Make sure you go
singing,
it.
There's dancing, there's acting, huge sets.
There's everything.
Gorgeous costumes, amazing lighting. It is a production.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.